From Spark and Anvil and ProofQuest, this is Construction Coal in Chapter 1 of the ProofQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced by a Gemini 2.5.
Cole wasn't born a mathematician. He was born a carpenter, and in his mind, that order mattered above all else. He understood the world through the grain of wood, the precise fit of a joint, and the sturdy weight of a finished piece. His roots ran deep in Beam, a western timber town predictably named for the sturdy wooden supports that held up its buildings. Generations of townspeople had long since grown tired of the joke, but the name still fit. Cole's family, for 9 generations, had built the very backbone of Beam. They crafted things meant to last. Houses with strong foundations, barns that sheltered livestock, school benches worn smooth by countless children, and the occasional bridge spanning a tricky creek. His grandmother, a woman whose hands were as gnarled as old oak, always said a Beam carpenter would rather build you a thing than try to explain it in words. It was a family saying, and Cole knew it was the absolute truth. Cole apprenticed to his uncle at 15, learning the scent of sawdust and the rhythm of the saw. By 20, he was a competent carpenter, able to follow instructions and execute designs with skill. 5 years later, he had become a truly good one. He could look at a problem, a sagging porch step, a kitchen in need of shelves, a roof that leaked with every storm, and simply build the answer. He rarely drew plans beforehand. Instead, he preferred to construct a small working model, examine it from every angle, and then scale it up to the full-sized version. His uncle had taught him a fundamental truth. You understand a thing when you've made one. This hands-on approach, this practical certainty, was in retrospect a deeply mathematical attitude. Cole, however, had no idea at the time.
He learned it at 28, in a way that utterly surprised him. A traveling mathematician, a polite woman with bright, curious eyes, was passing through Beam on her way south. She stopped at Cole's workshop, not for a new barn, but to ask if he could repair a damaged shoulder bag strap. Cole could, of course. He repaired it with a few deft movements, making it stronger than before. As he worked, they fell into conversation. The mathematician asked what kind of work Cole found most satisfying, what truly made him feel accomplished. Cole paused, considering his answer. "The kind," he finally said, "where I look at the problem and just make the thing." The mathematician's eyes brightened further. "Have you ever heard of proof by construction?" she asked, her voice soft but clear. Cole shook his head. "No," he admitted. The mathematician explained the technique. She described how, when you want to prove that something exists, whether it's a number with a specific property, an arrangement of pieces that works, or a geometric figure meeting a certain description, you don't have to argue abstractly that it must exist. Instead, you can simply produce one. You point at it, she said, and declare, "There, that one, it works."
Cole listened, his hand still holding the repaired strap. He thought about it, a slow smile spreading across his face. Then he laughed, a deep, rumbling sound that echoed in the workshop. "That," he said, "is the only kind of proof I have ever done." The mathematician smiled back. "There are mathematicians at the Central University," she suggested, "who would love to meet you." Cole, already turning back to his workbench, waved a dismissive hand. "I do not have time for the Central University," he replied. "I am making a barn." "Of course," the mathematician said, gathering her bag, "just thinking aloud." She left a few moments later, her repaired strap slung securely over her shoulder. Cole finished the barn.
Yet the conversation stayed with him. He thought about it for the next 2 years, while he built 3 more houses, sturdy and square, and a graceful footbridge spanning the creek just outside town. Slowly, a new understanding dawned on him. He realized he had been constructing proofs in his daily work all along. Every cabinet he built was a proof that a cabinet with these dimensions and these supports is possible. Every roof was a proof that a roof spanning this distance can be built. He had never considered his work in such abstract terms, but the mathematician had been absolutely right. At age 30, Cole wrote to the Academy, a place he had never imagined himself. He simply asked if they ever needed teachers. The Academy Master wrote back the same week, a short, enthusiastic note that said, "Yes, we always do." Cole arrived in the capital with three small, carefully carved wooden objects tucked into his bag: a simple block, a miniature step, and a perfect wedge. He used them in his very first class. He has been using them, or their well-worn replacements, ever since. His teaching style is simple and direct. "You want to prove this thing exists?" he asks his students. "Fine, here is one. Look at it. Touch it. It exists." He then patiently walks the children through why the object he made satisfies the claim. The proof in Cole's classroom is always composed of two essential halves: the object itself, plus the explanation of why it works. Many children find this practical, hands-on style unusually clear, which is precisely the effect Cole intended.
He has been at the Academy for 16 years now. He has built, by his own careful count, 430 teaching objects. They are all kept in a large, custom-built cupboard at the back of his classroom. The cupboard is labeled in his own neat, blocky handwriting: "Things that exist." Every summer, he still takes a week off to return to Beam and build something. Usually, it's a step. He likes building steps because they are honest objects, connecting one level to another without pretense. He returns to the Academy each autumn with his hands slightly more calloused and his patience subtly renewed. If you ask Cole what he does, he will not say, "I am a mathematics teacher." He will say, quite simply, "I build things, then I show people that they work." And he will often hand you a small, smooth wooden object, perhaps a block or a wedge, and say, "Here, look at this one."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Construction Coal. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.